Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A shooting spree in Orlando, has left three people dead, including a 9-year-old girl and a young television reporter who was covering the story. CBS News correspondent Peter King joins us from Orlando. Peter, how did this drama play out? Can you give us a sort of timeline as to what happened?
Well, Steve, there was an earlier homicide yesterday morning. This reporter and others were on the scene reporting on that when the afternoon evolved. And this reporter, a young man named Dylan Lyons, along with this videographer, were working in their car. And it was an unmarked news car, but they were working, and the alleged shooter, I should say the suspect in custody now, approached their car, shot the two of them. The videographer has survived but is in critical condition. Then sheriff's deputies say he walked to another home and shot two other people, and that's when he killed a 9-year-old girl and wounded her mother. A woman he allegedly killed died earlier that morning. She was found dead in a car. It is not. It's a bit stunning in a lot of ways. And the sheriff, John Mina, says investigators believe this was just a random act, and he does not believe that the reporter and his photographer were targeted in any means. And there is no known relationship between any of them at all. So there are a lot of questions we all have on this one.
Yeah, Peter, including, I'm sure, why the shooter came back to the scene and killed some more.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I mean, the first shooting happened, I think, late morning, and the later shootings did not happen until mid-afternoon, say 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. So nobody knows that. The suspect, we are told, is not saying much to investigators at this point. He has a prior arrest record on drug charges, but that's and he is also, police say, a known gang member. But there doesn't appear to be, you know, any gang connection to any of this. So it's a real mystery.
Peter, as we mentioned, three victims, a woman, the 9-year-old girl, and the TV reporter who died, Dylan Lyons. You and I have been on the job as journalists for a long time. I don't know if I can remember a time when it's been more dangerous to be a reporter out in the field.
Well, I think you're right about that. And there have been a number of incidents over the past several years that you and I and the public are certainly very much aware of attacks on reporters. And, you know, this one does not appear to be politically fueled or anything like that. It just seems to be a guy in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we forget sometimes that, you know, people can be targets for no apparent reason. We only have to be talking about this particular story on national media because it involved one of our own. But, you know, I think of people, for example, I know who are teachers who shudder every time there's a school shooting. I think that there are a lot of reporters who feel the same way when something like this happens. It can be very, very scary out there, and you can mitigate risk all you want, but if somebody's determined to hurt you, they're going to hurt you.
Boy, it sure brings back memories of Allison Parker and Adam Ward, a reporter, photojournalist team at WDBJ in Roanoke, 2015, who were shot and killed on the job. CBS News correspondent Peter King in Orlando today. Peter, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.